And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 7th of August, 2009. 1934, on this day, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the novel Ulysses by James Joyce. It had been published in 1920 in a little magazine called The Little Review, an episode in which Leopold Bloom, the hero, masturbates while he's glimpsing a young woman's undergarments as the fireworks go off over a beach. This literary magazine, The Little Review, was brought to trial by the New York Society for the Suppression of Vice, and the episode was ruled obscene, and Ulysses was banned in this country. It sold very well, however, on the black market, and James Joyce knew that he was losing a lot of money to pirate publishers. So his lawyers went to work with people at Random House to try to get the government to go to trial over Ulysses. Random House imported a single version of the French edition of Ulysses in 1933. They had people waiting at the docks in New York for the ship to come in with the book aboard. It was a hot day. Customs inspectors did not want to be bothered with it, but the Random House people made sure that one book was seized, and it came to trial. The judge, John Woolsey, ruled that the book was not pornographic. He changed the standards for literary obscenity. The standard had been whether the work would deprave and corrupt a vulnerable young reader. The judge said the proper test should be whether the book would lead to sexually impure and lustful thoughts in the average adult, and that it should be judged not by a single line, but in its entirety. And so Ulysses could be sold in this country, including the masturbation scene, which begins, "And Jackie Caffrey shouted to look, there was another, and she leaned back, and the garters were blue to match on account of the transparent, and they all saw it and shouted to look, look, there it was. And she leaned back ever so far to see the fireworks, and something queer was flying about through the air, a soft thing to and fro, dark, and she saw a long Roman candle going up over the trees, up, up, and in the tense hush, they were all breathless with excitement." It was on this day in 1925, the novelist Graham Greene, who was then 20 years old and a student at Oxford, wrote to a 21-year-old secretary at a publishing company, Vivian Dayrell Browning, and proposed marriage to her. He converted to Catholicism because she was a Catholic. He wrote her hundreds of love letters, sometimes three a day, and they were later married. A marriage that ended during the London Blitz. Vivian had left London with their two children. She found out that their home in London had been bombed, and she feared that her husband was dead, and found out that he was not because he had spent the night with another woman. Here's a poem for today by Leonard Nathan, entitled "Not to Trouble You." Not to trouble you with love, I mean those adolescent dreams of great, of greater, or of greatest loving, let alone the crumbly personal kind compared with, say, the public good or harder thoughts of death, obliterating thoughts of love or afterthoughts of love outgrown or love undone. And not to be ironic either, not to forget we come into the world alone and leave it so, and not to be claiming more than you can give, uncertain as I am what I require. Something like love, I guess. Whatever it is we've done without so long, so faithfully, and with such tenderness. Not to Trouble You, a poem by Leonard Nathan from Ragged Sonnets, published by Orchises Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Margaret Boehm. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.